potential Sunday church. Got here late, so I don't know if the, you discussed when the parking lot will be done.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's the entire lot from the police station to chapel?
The, all the paving will be done. The gravel is the only thing that's in question. The gravel lot is the only thing that, when I spoke to Fiore, his intent is to finish the gravel by then, but he's afraid with some of the piles. But I'm pushing him for the gravel portion, the paved portion 100%.
When you say the piles, you're talking about the rubble to get it out there?
I'm pushing him.
It's gotta go, Jackie. If you want me to call him, I'll call him and tell him it's gotta go.
I've been pushing, so I just wanna make, I have been pushing him, and he gave me, he outlined his entire schedule for me, and this week, would, just so, you're gonna get probably calls. Tomorrow, you're gonna see the portion of the curb in front, right near the firehouse, right in the front. That section, it's not a long section, but that section's gonna have to be removed because DOT won't let us tie into the, an inlet there, into the inlet that's at that intersection. They won't let us tie in because that intersection's below the high tide mark, so that pipe's full at every high tide. So they won't let us tie in. So what we have to do is we have to take that curb and depress it. And we didn't want to depress it to have it run over the sidewalk because that could freeze in the winter. So instead, we're gonna depress it so that it runs into one of the landscape islands so that the water has an area to perk in that vicinity. So that section of curb's gonna come out. Jazz is gonna start that work either tomorrow or Thursday, and then he's gonna take the curb, the section of curb back behind by the police station, and he's gonna put that curb in the same day. You're gonna see the gravel start coming in Friday, and they're gonna probably finish graveling the entire lot Friday and Saturday. Oh. And then next week, the plan is to make sure that Soden has a few more items to finish from a conduit standpoint, because there's a few utility poles that we're meeting this Thursday with JCP&L for the relocations. They can't get the relocations done in time, so you're gonna see a few utility poles still in the lot, but that's okay, we're gonna leave them where they're at, and then we're gonna relocate those at a later date in order to not miss the schedule, because unless we push them unbelievably hard, they're not moving.
So it sounds like the issue's gonna be done, but the debris is not gonna be removed.
So the paving's gonna start next week around Wednesday, and they're gonna pave the whole way through. Base paving will be completed by that following Friday or Saturday, and then they're gonna come right in and do the top.
The paved lot will be done.
The paved lots will be done the whole way and striped by Memorial Day. His concern is, with all of that, when he showed me the schedule, if there was any rain, he may not have finished the gravel lot by Memorial Day. The gravel lot still had the piles. I'm like, you've got to get those piles out of here. That's the last point that we're negotiating with him right now, trying to push him for the gravel lot to also be done. Right now, he's teetering because of weather.
Isn't it our, do we have a Memorial Day completion in our contract?
We do, but with the weather, he's gonna try to come back with us with weather.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can document the amount of sunny days that we have had where there has been absolutely no activity in that lot, and I would be happy to do so with our attorney's help.
Yeah, I don't think, you used the word negotiate. We're not negotiating.
Yeah, it's enough already with this.
Okay.
I think there'll be very bad press for Fiore if this is not done.
What's the concern is that with the gravel lot, he can't go through the freshly paved lot?
He's using that as a staging location. So once he starts the gravel lot, he's got to move everything out in order to finish that gravel. The gravel lot's the last portion. So his concern is that if he gets a week of bad weather or 4 days of bad weather, he's concerned that he may not finish the gravel by Memorial Day.
And he needs that gravel lot to the very end of the last paving portion, correct?
Yes.
No, I was just trying to think that if it was an access issue, we can contact the Mulhern's for a different way out, but it's not that issue.
It's not an access issue.
Do you know there's a perk problem there with some water?
Yes, the water company's coming out tomorrow to fix that valve. It's a broken valve.
Oh, is it? That must be the old P-house line.
So, Mayor, I will speak to him again tomorrow and explain that the mayor and council were adamant.
Share that phone number, and I will be happy to reinforce them.
I skipped you, kid. I had to stop.
On another note, with the permit parking, that's not enforced until Memorial Day anyway. And I can only speak to East Church, nobody cares about those signs anyway. I mean, people park there no matter what. most of them know that they don't enforce it till Memorial Day anyway.
Well, there's not going to be employees parking down there in the summer, I guarantee you that, so.
Thank you, Rich. Other remarks in the audience?
This is Frank Lee, by the way.
Janet Henshaw, 70th Church Street. Will we be paving between Woody's and the police station? You know, there's a driveway there, like when I come out of my back gate, I fall into a 6-foot pothole.
Are we doing that, Jack?
Should be.
Yeah, you mean up to, just make sure I understand the location, where the police, current police generator that's going to be demolished, are you asking about that section?
No, she wants.
You walk out to Ocean Avenue, there's a driveway between Woody's and the police station?
That road, no, the paving currently stops at where the entrance to the lot is. We did not pave down that next road down.
Can we at least fill in that huge pothole that I have to, we can look at it, jump over?
Do we got enough money in a change order to do that?
Yeah, we can look at it. I don't know the pothole, so I don't want, for all I know, the pothole's the whole road. I don't know the extent of the pothole.
There's a Volkswagen.
I don't want to give an answer without looking at it.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that.
It's about 12 by 12 feet.
It's pretty big. As far as the side streets having empty spaces that nobody parks in because it says permit parking, that's not accurate. I mean,
those hold that.
Yeah, it's not accurate. I mean, permit parking's not enforced right now. And I really have to thank Councilman Lexstein because we have to consider the residents. Now, we're going to have a bunch of beachgoers coming down here, and where are the residents going to park if we get rid of the permit parking? Just, that doesn't make any sense. Okay. But anyway, the last thing I want to say is, in the recent past, we repaved all the town streets on the west side of Ocean Avenue. They look fantastic. Now we're redoing the parking lot and Ocean Avenue and the municipal lots in front of the stores there. The only two spots that have not been repaved are East Church Street and East New Street. And that's pretty sad. Can I get a cost on what it would cost, and I'll see if I could do a fundraiser or something? Would you be able to get me an estimate on that?
Yeah. Jackie, you would help me do that?
Even though Councilman Murphy promised me it would be the next street repaved for the last
one
few
we
years.
Paid.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Jackie. I'm Director 2 Village Road. In the spirit of planning, and because I excel at nagging, I wanted to ask when you plan for the Anchorage building to come down, if you could consider extending the left turn signal to ease up the traffic during the summertime.
Right.
Yeah, because it wouldn't really affect anybody, but it would help traffic a lot. Thank you.
Because what happens is that
you have to come
everything up. Everything gets bottled up.
You got to come up. You have to get out and say where you are. That's okay.
Chris Capillo, 370 Ocean Avenue. What they're talking about, or what she's talking about, is that it gets bottled up and then we're all stuck basically there. If you could, like where the sidewalk is, where the anchorage, if maybe you could take part of that and make it a longer lane, so when the bridge is open, people can get over and the other people can go through town.
Do we have any control over that, Jackie, or is that all, that's all the
that's state?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the chief could use officers when at times of high congestion to direct traffic.
I think you're saying it's not wide enough.
It's not wide enough. Because what happens is you have this narrow,
I agree with that. Going back
to make a right lane. Where if you're going to make that a park, maybe you can just cut it out, the sidewalk part of it.
Yeah, it's
just
to it's going to have to
get. Oh, the state.
We're not allowed to do that. I mean,
the state could.
The state could, yeah.
We can petition the state. It's actually a good idea.
Just that, yeah. That would, can, you know, I mean, it would somewhat.
Yeah, people leaving North Beach.
Lighten up congestion.
Yeah. I definitely feel
that. Marion McKenzie, 612 Ocean Avenue. I'll reiterate that. I brought that up at several years ago at one of the original bridge meetings when they said that the new bridge was going to go there. I said it's imperative. You can only have, there's like two cars unless it's really small, and I told people, I will admit it, going to Holy Cross a couple times, I would go illegally through the Anchorage lot. Because I was late for something, yes. So now, you know, the statute of limitations, yes.
That's going to risk on the way out.
Yeah, but it really isn't. Jack, he knows it too, but it just backs up. There's basically two cars can make it to go to the right-hand lane, and otherwise it's backed up. And the bridge people said, oh, you know, I don't know whether they took note or something, they said something we should keep in mind. And I know there's also alternatives that Rutgers had brought in about the whole intersection, but in the interim, since we are getting the property, I think DOT is, maybe Linda, since she's such a good friend, no, I, you know, if we can reach out, Jackie, I don't know if that's something you could do, to reach out to the DOT about that, because it would make a significant difference.
Maybe, James, would you mind discussing it with the chief and get his input on that?
No, I know it's going to be, we've actually discussed that before.
DOT thing, though.
I mean, I don't know how that works, Pat, maybe, can we write a letter on behalf of the town to DOT?
Pass a resolution asking DOT to do something.
Like, you know, showing our support in favor of making that water, I guess, give a resolution to DOT.
We could do that and just have a sketch, concept sketch somewhere with us, so they know.
I can definitely speak to that, too, you know, getting out of town back to Rumson's a nightmare in the summer. And it could ease, I mean, if the lane is, you just need a discourteous driver to block the whole lane, too, like, a lot of people just sit in the middle and then take two lanes where really you can get by if you have to, we don't need that much.
Yeah, but you could go all the way back up to where the houses start, too, make that double lane, that'd be good.
Thank you. Are there remarks in the audience? We have to enter into a closed session. We have a motion to go into closed session.
Oh, please.
We need a motion to go into.
I have made that motion.
I need a second.
I will second that motion.
Councilmember Bills?
Yes.
Peeler?
Yes.
Lechstein?
Yes.
Oviondo?
Yes.
Heritage?
Yes.
Are we leaving the room?